Hi, good evening, everybody. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Sorry we had a slight delay, but no problems. We're doing a lot of wonderful things. I bought a Firestar from Fred, and I'm having a ball with it in my fantasy room. I do massages in my fantasy room. It's absolutely marvelous. I've been using it on the east side of the wall. And, of course, Fred was telling me to put it on the south side of the wall, that the Palladians and the Andromedans were telling him to use it on the south side. So that's what I did today. Even though I was using it on the eastern wall, I had a wonderful lady here from Spain and also a great lady from Sedona. So we had a lot of fun with the Firestar. It does work tremendously well. It's about 4 feet around. It's got four wings on it. It's got some beautiful crystals in it. And he wants me to buy a set of three. Actually, it comes in a set of four, so I'm really thinking about doing that. But I can tell you a little bit about it. The Firestar, basically the one that I have, draws negativity out of the body, and I've been doing that for about 16 years, is drawing negativity out. So the reason that I bought it was to make it a little easier after 16 years. It's been quite interesting. But the main thing is I'm remote viewing now the Firestar in my fantasy room slash massage room. And what's happening is that there's a vortex. It looks like an inverted cone that's coming from my, actually going from my living room into the fantasy room. I'll tell you exactly what it looks like. It's 8 feet around. It looks like a liquid type of substance that is opening up from my living room into the slash fantasy massage room. I'll just use the fantasy room to make it a little shorter. But what's happening is that there's one, two, three, there's four people that are standing in my room right now. They're ETs looking at the vortex, and they're actually waving to me, so I'm waving back to them. It's quite interesting. It's really opened up a whole different vortex and dimensional area in the room. So I'm very pleased with what's happening. This has only been happening for about the last, about the last 30 minutes. I was on the phone with Fred, and we changed it around to the south side of the room, and that's when everything really started to change in the room. Now, there's a lot going on in there. I can't really explain it to you other than things are really moving very, very dramatically in the room. It's really, really moving around in there. So when it calms down, I can tell you more information. But the Firestar itself is quite interesting. Fred and I were talking also last night on his radio program that he's moving to Temecula, which is 40 minutes away from his home now, and it's in the desert. And I don't know that much about California. I know about his home, which is unbelievably powerful. What he's going to do is change that whole area into a place where people can come to do some orientation with people or to do anything that they want to do. He'll pick whoever he wants to stay in the house at any particular time. It'll be open for weekends, week to week or month to month. And he's going to leave his crystal set up there, which is unbelievable. I was there a few months ago, and we put on one heck of a show there. And the energy that was being put out was absolutely fantastic. So, of course, he's asked me to come out there. We're going to be doing another show in February, so it'll be amazing. We're going to be doing a lot of new stuff, and it should be very, very interesting. He's working right now on his book that's going to be out hopefully soon. We only spent about 10 minutes talking. He really needs to work on that book. But anyhow, getting back to what I was talking about, it'll be very, very interesting. He's got, I believe, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. It's up in the mountains. It's the most spectacular view I've ever seen. I think you can see about 400 miles of ocean up in the mountains where he lives, and it's just a spectacular view. The house itself is quite an amazing dimensional output. It's really, really great. And I might even rent it myself one of these days. I'm supposed to go out in September to see a lot of people and do a lot of energy work out there and bring the pillar of light down and a lot of other things to boot. But we're going to have a lot of fun out there. So in February, there's going to be a big show. I'm going to be there. There's going to be some other people there. It should be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to doing that. Also, if anybody's interested, in September, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in Sedona, and I'm also going to be in, I believe, Santa Fe, New Mexico. I've been invited out there to put on a show and to do some very interesting energy work. What's been happening in my room since I got the Firestar is that it's opened up to different areas, even on the eastern side of the wall. It's been very, very interesting. The energy, I've been actually using the Firestar on the feet, and it does have a purification chamber, and the purification chamber, I've been able to see the white light go through there, and it's been very interesting. It's really wild. It does take the negative energy out of the body, and it puts back pure white light. I saw pure white light coming out of the top of the head of my people that I've been working with, and it's just a tremendous amount of light, much stronger than I've seen before. The only time I've seen that kind of energy was when I had Mother Mary in the room, which was quite, quite interesting. And at some point, I'll tell you about that story. But there's been a lot of growth in this room in terms of dimensional work and in terms of working with a lot of people. So it's been fun for me over the past 16 years. And the growth, as I say, has been phenomenal. I've been using the projectors, the standalone projectors that are on the wall. I measure them at 6 feet. I have it north, south, east, and west. I'm moving my business over to another place, and I'm going to be leaving 2 here and taking 2 over with me. I believe that's all the energy that you actually need with the projectors. So it should be fun to use that. Now, the energy in the room is opening up even more. I'm looking at it. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's still 4 people there. There are there's a lot of movement in my room. The energy is quite powerful in there, and my vortex over my house is now about 6 miles high, and about 7, 8, 9. It's about 10 miles wide. So there's a lot of growth happening with this Firestar. And it's really, really interesting to use. We've been very lucky that the energies have been so smooth in my room, and the growth has been phenomenal in there. So people are changing instantaneously, going into the room without even me working on them. There's a lot of energy that's leaving before they even lie down on the table. So it's really great in my room, and I'm willing to help people set up their rooms right over the telephone. I don't know why God's given me the gift to be able to do that, but I've been able to do that and a lot of other things to boot. So if anybody needs some help with the projectors, I'm more than happy to help them set them up in the room. And also any anything else that they might need in terms of energy. Tonight what I'd like to do is basically talk about harmony and love. I know that this is a repeat of what I've been talking about, but I don't think that we can hear it enough, and I think it's so important that we get in touch with the compassion that God has given us. A lot of people do not get in touch with that. A lot of people don't even know how to get in touch with their own compassion, and it's so important to do. Now, what I've been able to do, I've been able to bring down pillars of light, and we went through a meditation, but what I'm doing now is I'm bringing down the pillar of light from heaven, and I'm going right to the center of the earth. There's a lot of white, beautiful light in the center of the earth, so we're doing that instantaneously now. And if anybody wants to connect to that pillar of light, which they can do without any trouble at all, you can make that connection. Just put your hands in it. You'll be able to feel that right around yourselves. Anybody listening, for some odd reason, as I say, I've been given the gift of being able to help a lot of people at one time. So anybody that's listening, if you take your hands and just put them in front of you about 2 feet, you'll be able to feel that pillar of light in front of you. And what you'll be able to do, if you just shut your eyes, you'll be able to make the connection between the light from heaven and the light from the center of the earth. And what happens is that energy is brought up to the face of the earth and used for the most positive means that we can possibly use on Mother Earth, because she needs a tremendous amount of help as we do. And so the gifts that we're given is to be able to help Mother Earth and to be able to help ourselves all at the same time. So that energy is being used as positive and as fast as we possibly can. We need to help the Earth. We need to get the vibration of the Earth higher. As we get the vibration of the Earth higher, and at the same time, our vibration is changing too. So by dealing with this kind of energy that's coming down in front of you, please feel this energy. I think you'll find it absolutely amazing that you'll be able to feel that energy. It's about 2 feet in front of everybody. If you just take your hand and just put it right in front of you, you'll be able to feel that energy, and it's a tremendous amount of energy going right through you. And that will balance you instantaneously right out. So thanks to Dr. Fred for introducing me to the Firestar and to the other things. We've been doing a tremendous amount of growth, and we've been able to heal a lot of people, and I've been able to work with this type of energy for quite some time now, and I think it'll help you tremendously. What I'd like to do also, if I can, here we go. I do a lot of healing on this program. I know that we have some new stations that are opening up. My name is Steve Barish. I do heal people. I do it right over the telephone. If you need some help, please don't hesitate to give me a call. I've got three numbers here. It's 1-877-876-5227. Or 1-888-815-9756, or direct line into California would be 1-530-876-9146. And what I need to say is, I've talked about this before, but I think it's so important to talk about again. God creates creation every day. And what we need to do is open up to that creation. It's so simple to do. God did not want anything to be complicated. And what we're doing now is teaching everybody how to get in touch with this tremendous energy from heaven, to bring it to the center of the earth and bringing it up. Why we're doing this, I have no idea, other than it's changing. I know it's changed a lot of people here in Rochester, and it's changed a lot of people around the world. We're dealing with a lot of people, and for some odd reason, they believe in my work, and it seems to be working. Again, we need to change that creation. We need to be able to get in touch with that and to understand that that's changed every day, every second of our lives. that creation is changed. And once we get in touch with the universe and with the cosmos, and most of all, the Holy One, blessed be his name, I think that we can change things instantaneously. I think things can happen for the best for everybody. So the way to get in touch with that, and I don't know why this is happening. I have no idea, but I've been able to bring this light down. So please just touch that energy, and I think you'll find that you'll be opening up to a whole new sensation in your life. You'll be able to get in touch with multidimensional levels that you never thought possible. And I think also that you'll be able to feel very centered, very grounded, and most of all, you'll be able to feel your own love. And that's really, really important, because we don't have enough love on this planet. People have forgotten how to get in touch with that love. People have forgotten to get in touch with the primal selves of themselves. So you have the possibility of being able to touch that kind of light and to be able to work with it. That's what we need to do, and I think it's wonderful that so many people are listening to me. And if there's anybody that needs some help, please don't hesitate to give me a call. Feel that energy. Give me a call. Let me know how that feels to you. Again, my name is Steve, and I'm more than happy to help you in terms of any kind of healing that you might need. I know in Rochester here, we have a place here called the Sacred Groves. It's actually outside of Rochester. But Rochester itself seems to be becoming a very spiritually high density, high energy place, and it's always been here. We have, with the mouth of one of the biggest rivers in the country is right here, the Genesee, and they had, I believe it was the Tibetan monks that were here, I think about 4 or 5 years ago, and they were making a mandala here, and also at the end they were taking that and putting it into the Genesee River. So I know it's a very, very popular and high spiritual place that we live in here. But in the Sacred Groves, that's in Palmyra, believe it or not, it's where John Smith had his farm. And I can tell you a little bit about it. Dr. Valerie, myself, and a couple other people went there last year. She's a great lady, Dr. Valerie Olmsted. And what happened was, as we were walking into the Sacred Groves, we were noticing a spiritual cathedral, maybe about 150 feet in the air. It was just a beautiful connection between Mother Earth and ourselves, that we were able to see this connection. And we kept on walking through and walking through, and the energy became more powerful and more powerful as we were walking in. And I remember taking my master there, his name was Bob Osborne, and we were sitting down, and he said to me, I can understand how a person can write a Bible here. And what happened was, is that Dr. Valerie, we walked up a mountain, walked up a hill, and she sat down for a few minutes, and Madeline, who was her, who is her counterpart, in terms of energy, she travels with her, was and is, you know, doing quite well. We were walking into a dense fog, believe it or not, and we turned around, and we saw two men dressed in black. They had blonde hair. They were beautiful. They were absolutely magnificent. We looked at them for about, 3 or 4 minutes. They smiled at us and disappeared right in front of us. And we were there, we thought maybe for about 2 or 3 minutes when we saw them. And to give you an idea, Valerie and I and Madeline started to talk. And Dr. Valerie was talking to them for more than a half hour. We thought it was only about 2 minutes, so we lost about 28 minutes in time. We were just standing there and enjoying the multidimensional levels that were happening at the Sacred Groves. So it was very, very interesting. I know on the way out, we had some tremendous light that was coming through the trees, and the light hit all three of us. It was absolutely almost blinding. it kept on getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And eventually what happened, it got to a point where we had to shut our eyes and just take our hands and open up and hold this tremendous energy that was coming through. And then it became dimmer and dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. And eventually, as soon as it got very dim, there was a crack of thunder that was tremendous. And we thought we had to get to our car to get out of the rain. It never rained, but we saw some darkness after that tremendous light. And we had a fabulous time. It's called the Sacred Groves. It's the John Smith home. I think he was, if I remember John Smith, I think the Mormons, I think he was the prophet, the head prophet. And the energy there is absolutely phenomenal. So if you get a chance to come to Rochester, that's one area that I would highly suggest you to go to. We have a lot of areas in here that are key points in Rochester that the energies are very high. And if you're in this area, you're welcome to call me, and I could show you the area that I'm talking about, or at least send you to the area that I'm talking about. But anyhow, getting back to creation, I think it's very important for us to get in touch with the tremendous energy that's happening to the planet now. We're talking about Planet X, or Nibiru. Nibiru basically is a tremendous planet that's a 5 times the size of the Earth. There's a lot of changes that go on with Nibiru. We're not going to feel the changes. Well, we're feeling the changes now. The last time it came in was 3,600 years ago, and that was the time of Moses and Jesus and Aaron, and it was a tremendous time for miracles. And I know that there's a lot of us that are performing miracles right now, and I believe it has to do with Nibiru. And also, it will be seen visually by us in the year 2009, which is next year. So you'll be able to visually see that. You'll be able to see it in the latter part of 2008. Maybe in December you'll be able to see it through when you look through it and you can see different planets. I forget the name of it. But anyhow, you'll be able to see that through those units. But actually, in the latter part of 2009, telescopes, I'm sorry, in the latter part of 2009, you'll visually be able to see Nibiru. So we won't go into everything about Nibiru right now because it's a whole different subject. But you should be able to feel the energy of it now. There's a tremendous amount of it, and there's also a tremendous amount of energy coming into the planet that's extremely positive. And it's helping us tremendously in our growths. It's helping us tremendously in our own truths, which is part of our growth, but I think tremendous energy should be complemented and it should be well spoken of, and that's what we're doing tonight. But more than anything else, please give me a call. Let me know that the energies that you're feeling, you should be able to feel that energy surrounding you, or at least 2 feet away from you. You should be able to feel that tremendous energy balancing you and grounding you, and you should be clear of your thought, and you should be clear in your head. The energies that are coming down through these lights, these portals that are happening, are there for a reason. Again, we don't know why. It's just, I'm just sending that energy as directed from heaven, and that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to do it for all of mankind that I can possibly do. And it's really, really good to work with this kind of energy. So without further ado, please, somebody give me a call. Let me know if they can actually feel that energy. I'm very well sure you can. Also, with creation, I think we need to look at life in a different kind of way. I think we need to look at it through the eyes of heaven, not through our own eyes. I think what we need to do is to put compassion in our hearts and to be able to touch other people through compassion. And it's very easy to do. What we need to do is breathe through our eyes. That energy will open up your back, and therefore, if you open up your back, you can open up your heart. There are chakras in the back, and they need to be cleared and open. And breathing through your eyes will allow that to happen. The way that you breathe through your eyes is very simple, is that you breathe through your mouth, and you'll be able to feel that energy. If you're sensitive to energy, or if you're not sensitive to energy, you'll be able to feel the air going through your eyes and going down your back. And it's very important that we work with the chakras in the back as we do with the chakras in the front. We can open up to those chakras. We can go visit the chakras. I can show you how to do that. It's fairly easy to do. There's nothing difficult about it. If you want to bathe in the light of the chakras, I can show you how to do that right over the radio. It's not difficult. What I've done is gone out my chakras, actually my heart chakra, and I was out into the universe for 8 years. There are ways of getting through the chakras and just bathing in the light of the cosmos, and there's a lot of it out there. Also, because there's darkness in the cosmos, don't think that there's any less energy or any knowledge or any wisdom any less than the light, because we have to have the dark with the light. And I think that what we're living with now is the truth of who we are, and the more we get in touch with both darkness and light, it's the way to get in touch with yourself, and it's also the way to getting in touch with enlightenment. It's not difficult to get in touch with enlightenment. It's just difficult to get started to get in touch with enlightenment. So what we can do is show you how to do that. It's fairly simple. It's not tough. As I say, God has not given us anything that we can't handle. And there's ways of breathing through it. There's ways of breathing directly through it. And I'm willing to help you with that right over the air. There's nothing that's hidden, only that we need to help each other and be able to get in touch with this kind of energy and send, instead of spending thousands of dollars, having people show you, I'm showing you this, the fastest, quickest, and most absolute route of being able to get in touch with this energy that will help you so, so fast. It's tremendously powerful. There's nothing difficult about it. It's been hidden for thousands of years. All we need to do is to breathe into it and understand that it's real. What we're doing is getting in touch with the part of the universe that has never been gotten in touch by yourself, or maybe you did get in touch with it, but you were afraid of it and got lost in it. There's nothing to be afraid of. In your travels, telepathically or whatever you're using, you'll always come back to your center. So don't ever worry that you're going to get lost or you're going to get confused for a long period of time. Yes, sometimes you do get, hello?
Hello, this is Dominic from London.
Yes, Dominic, how you doing?
Oh, fine. I'm trying to examine. I'm examining this pillar of light before me. And
oh, wonderful!
Yes, you know, when I put my fingers into it, it just feels like I don't know. Just the idea of starting to, I'm playing a harp.
Wonderful.
It's like a harp string.
Wonderful. How does it feel, Dominic?
Broken up. What do you say?
How does the energy feel that you're touching?
Well, yeah, it's sort of. Let's see, I see a golden pillar coming
out. Yes, exactly right.
Put my fingers inside it. It's
right.
These kind of little.
It should be touching your whole body. How does that feel to you, Dominic, as you're doing that?
I'm just being overwhelmed now.
mm-hmm. Yeah. I was at Dr. Fred's in California, and we brought down three pillars of light right in a room, and there were about 40 or 60 people, I forget now, it's been quite a while, and we had a tremendous amount of energy come into the room in these pillars, and people have felt like they were raising right off the ground, and the light was tremendous, and as a matter of fact, people's hands and their ears and their faces were getting burnt because of the energy was so powerful.
Uh-huh.
So it's really a lot of fun to do. How does that energy feel to you?
It seems...
Can you speak up a little?
Well, I'm kind of finding it hard to describe it. It's sunshiny gold I'm feeling all the time.
Right.
And it also feels like the scent of a flower.
Okay, great.
And, you know, it's certainly... I'm kind of speechless.
That's wonderful. I'm glad you're getting
kind of
tones
of red coming through the core of it now.
Good. Do you have a pencil and paper? I'll give you a saying that God gave me about 30 years ago.
It
mentions a flower, so you'll be able to use this in your meditation.
Okay, I found a piece of paper and I got a pen.
Okay. The truth to me is very profound.
Okay.
It is a balance. A flower.
Uh-huh.
A key to my soul.
Yep.
Of never-ending love to myself.
Okay.
The first time I saw my soul, Dominic, it was in the shape of a lotus, a flower. And I've been able to bathe in the water underneath the flower. And once you get in touch with that energy, and you start bathing in it, and you start cleansing yourself in it, it's just absolutely amazing. So what I'm trying to do is to get more people in touch with that kind of energy.
Oh, now I get it changed. I'm getting another sensation of the color of the energy in it. My pillow is kind of now, I think it's like a pale violet petal.
The pillar that I'm looking at will change to whatever you need.
Wow.
Okay, that's what happens automatically. When we're talking about heaven, when you're talking about the Blessed One, blessed be His name, that can happen for anybody, whatever color they need, that's what it changes to.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have 10 people standing around in a pillar of light, and the colors will change from a pillar of light to whatever they need.
Wow.
And still be there
now.
In pure white light form.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's really amazing stuff. Now, if you look down past your feet, you're going to see a white ball of light all the way down in the center of the earth. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Good. What you're making is a connection between heaven and Mother Earth. So what you're doing is that you're grounding yourself, your mind's being cleared of all kinds of negativity, and you're bringing all this truth, you're bringing all this love to the planet, both in the center of the planet and the center of heaven. So you're bringing this energy down and you're putting it in the earth, and it's coming back up to the layer of the earth, right to the, you know, between heaven and earth, and you're filtering that into the atmosphere here.
Uh-huh.
And so we're making it a much better place for people to live, even though if they can't do it, what we're doing is making it better. How does it feel to be able to do that?
That's quite marvelous. I can actually feel the warmth of my face on the pillow now.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. It's not going to hurt you. What it'll do is that it'll keep your face nice and warm. Your ears might get a little burned, or your hands might get burned, and your cheeks will get a little red, but you're going to be fine.
Wow. It's getting chilly here in the evening, so that will help me save the heating bill.
That's great. And you're 3,000 miles from here, maybe even further,
mm-hmm.
and you're feeling that energy, and I think that's wonderful. And I know there's millions of people listening because we've done this before, and I've had a lot of phone calls about this energy, and I think that's what we're doing to help mankind and the earth all at the same time. I think we're opening up to different energies that are so powerful now that it can't be denied.
I'm getting a flood of green here at night.
And you're getting what now?
A green color flooding through. It's
wonderful. Perfect. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
It's kind of, well, I'm just kind of surprised. Mm-hmm. You know, I do experience a lot of these things, but mm-hmm. just being able to have something coming over, like you're describing, and being able to play with it and experience it, that's...
My question to you is, Dominic, can you feel more compassion in your heart?
I believe so. I'm trying to think about the word compassion. But this thing now is starting to affect my heart chakra.
Good, good. It's so important to get in touch with compassion because we all need it.
Yeah, my heart chakra is turning green now.
Good, good. That's terrific. I'm so glad.
Yeah,
I'm so glad you're getting in touch with that.
Sometimes my heart feels hard, and then this thing is just kind of turning into a lovely mush.
Yes.
Mushy pea green.
That's right from heaven. When it starts telling you it loves you, it's right from heaven. That's wonderful. I'm so glad you called.
Yes, it's been a while. It's been a while. But
yeah,
I've been
a while.
Everybody else could call. Holiday in another country where I didn't have access to a computer.
Yeah.
And I had to also get another phone card. It was finding myself at my financial limits.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Lovely to talk to you. Speak to you in good time.
Okay. Call anytime you want.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's Dominic from England, so that was really nice, and he's feeling the energy that's coming down in the pillar of light. And of course, he's 3,000 miles from here. So that energy is going all over the world. So if anybody needs to tap into that kind of love, please don't hesitate to do that. I think you'll find that it's extremely powerful. And as we were talking, his face was getting red and his ears were starting to get a little burnt. And his hands were getting burnt, but that's okay. It's almost, you know, after getting in touch with heaven, that's what happens. You just get this tremendous light, and it'll start opening up to you, and it's yours. It's your energy to do whatever you want with, as long as it's life-affirming, as long as you're doing well with it. This energy will help you every day of your life, and just keep in touch with it. Allow that energy to glow. Allow it to flow through you. Allow it to be touched by other people. The biggest thing to do and to get in touch with is realize that this is your light. It has nothing to do with me other than I'm a conduit to bring it to the planet. Other than that, this is your light. It belongs to everybody. It belongs to every person, every animal on the planet. This is who we are. It belongs to the vegetation. It belongs to the trees. It belongs to everything that's living and breathing on this planet. To think that we're the only ones that can feel this is, we shouldn't feel that way. There's so much more to life than what we even can fathom. I remember seeing the eyes of trees and the eyes of the flowers and the eyes of the grass. And everything has got an eye. Everything sees us. as we can see it. And I think it's really amazing that we have the ability to be able to get in touch with this tremendous energy and feel the love on our planet. It's just there's so much love here and so much to do. It's fabulous to get in touch with this tremendous energy. I think it's a lot of fun for me, and it's a lot of fun for a lot of other people. And I'm glad that that he called from Europe, and actually England, and said he was in touch with this tremendous energy that was coming down from heaven. So I think what we need to do is realize that we have this tremendous power, that we have things that we can get in touch with. And I'm nobody special. I'm just a regular human being like everybody else on the planet. I'm just in touch with a little bit more of the universe, maybe. And there's no reason why you guys can't do the same thing. There's no reason whatsoever. We are all given gifts. It doesn't matter what your gift is. Explore it. Try to understand what it's about. Try to understand what you're about. Allow it to flow through you. Allow it to flow in you. If this is the way of opening you up to a higher realm of consciousness, then let it be. Try to allow yourself to feel the energy and to be able to use it to your highest and best good. And pass it on to your neighbor. Pass it on to your children. Pass it on to your wife. And also, please, if you are married, or you have a girlfriend, or your boyfriend, or whatever the case may be, always love them. Always understand that there's so much love out there, and that we need to understand each other. And I know that guys are from Mars, and women are from Venus, and all this other kind of good stuff. But we really need to be in touch with the tremendous energy that we're given to be able to feel it, and to love it, and to share. And that's the way that the relationships are made, by sharing and opening up and understanding that every day is a new day. Everything can be done, and just remember that be gentle. You have to learn to be gentle with yourself. All the energy that I'm receiving is because of gentleness and kindness and compassion and sincerity and the truth. It's so important to be honorable to your truth, to live your truth, and just be there. Just be. Allow yourself to be. Don't work hard at anything. Allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to understand that the energy that we create is the energy that we do create. We can create anything we want. Allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to express your own expression. And if a gift, God willing, should open up for you, explore it. Try to understand it a little bit more. And if you can't understand it, just let it go. But let it flow through you. Let it understand you. You don't have to understand it. You just need to understand that it's flowing through you. And things will automatically open up for you. Creation is wonderful. It's done every day, every moment of the hour. Things can change momentarily. Things can change in a split second. And the idea of it is to accept it. Accept what you're feeling. Accept and live in the moment. Live in the idea that things are changing all the time. And I think it's extremely important for you to understand, and for me to understand, that changes are done daily. And it's really, really important to understand that those changes are for us and for the betterment of mankind. So what we need to do is allow ourselves to live through the expressions of who we are, and to understand that it's done for us in a very, very positive way, in a very positive manner. And I think it's really, really important to get in touch with that energy and allow it to go through you. Allow it to be. I think it's so important. I think what we need to do is take a moment out and just thank the Holy One for allowing us to be here, allowing us to be able to touch in to the energies, and to be able to say thank you. We don't do that enough. and also in your prayers. We don't say the word please. Please may we have this. Please may my wife be better, my husband be better. We need to say the word please. I mean, we are talking to the Creator. We are talking to the King of Kings. And what we're doing is creating all this love and compassion and harmony. And what we need to do is just accept it and thank him for it, or thank her for it, whatever you believe in. It's not important what you believe in. It's important that you believe. It's important that you get in touch with this wonderful, wonderful energy that's coming down from heaven, to be able to get in touch with it and open up to your own gloriness, open up to who you are. It's so important to allow yourself to be. And I think once you allow that, that you'll have a better and a better life. It's so important to be and just be in contentment with what you have. The energy will flow through you. You will open up to a different life, to a different love, to a different kind of energy than you ever had before, if you will only believe in who you are. If you believe that everything flows through you that is good and kind and wonderful, because it's exactly what it does. All the energy that we're receiving from heaven, from the cosmos, if you read the Kabbalah, or you read the Quran, or you read the five books of Moses, or you read the New Testament, you'll see that love is given to us, and it's unbelievable, the amount of love that is given to us. And we just live that kind of life. Everybody on the planet wants love. I think the reason that we have wars and the reason that we have all kinds of issues is because we don't get along with one another. And the reason that is because there's upsetness on the planet all the time. If we could meditate and change the planet, we could do that in one night, in one second, in one eternal moment. It's something that's given to us that we can do. But we look at it as Jesus is never going to change. This is never going to do anything. It does change. It will help you. It will guide you. It will love you. If you understand that creation is created for our sole purpose in terms of beautifulness, in terms of want, in terms of having, in terms of doing things that are good for us and good for the planet and good for everybody around us. That's what life is all about. We need to hug trees. We need to thank God for everything that we have. Even if you don't have anything, even if you feel sad about your life, turn it around. Take the energy that's being given to you from heaven and allow that to turn you around. Allow it to flow through you. Feel the love that's coming through for you. Feel the compassion. Feel the harmony that's given to you. We need to get in touch with this energy to allow us to grow, to allow us to feel clear in our minds, clear in our bodies, clear and through the whole complete universe. We are the universe. We are the cosmos. We are connected. Our blood thinks. Our cells think. Everything in our body is God-given, and everything in our body feels and thinks and does. When in the Torah, if you read about the sacrifices they did, and God said, let the blood flow into the ground, it had to go back into Mother Earth. To eat the meat is one thing, but to eat the blood is a whole different thing. Why? Because the blood thinks. The blood is the cow or the lamb or whatever the case may be. That had to go back into Mother Earth. What we need to do is the same thing. We need to thank God for everything we have. We need to be able to get in touch with our own blood, to feel that flowing through our bodies, to love that, to give ourselves strength to understand who we are, how to get in touch with that, how to revive ourselves through the blood, through the breath. What you can do is that, what I've talked about many, many times, and Dr. Valerie, is to get in touch with the breath. I breathe in the breath of God. Feel the energy that's going through your body as you're breathing in. You'll be able to see the white light that's flowing through you. This is the wisdom of the ages. This is not difficult stuff. It's not book learning. You won't find it in a book, but what you will find is wisdom that I'm telling you does work. It's so simple. There's no, you don't have to do any kind of mantra breathing or whatever the case may be. If you want to do mantras, that's fine. But what we can do is make this extremely simple. Breathe in the breath of life. Breathe in the breath of God. Breathe in the soul that we have. Breathe the air. Breathe the love in. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Steve, this is Richard. I briefly spoke with you last night when you were on with Dr. Fred.
Yes. Hi, Richard.
How you doing? I was running late. Wanted to see if I could get a couple minutes with you.
Absolutely, Richard.
Okay. I was having problems with my left leg and my right knee. I kind of told you a little bit that I was in a car accident.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay.
What can I help you with, Richard?
I didn't know if, with the left leg, I think the problem is circulation.
Okay.
Doing a lot of excessive walking and putting a lot of stuff, a lot of pressure on it. And
okay.
Foot's been swollen a lot lately, and I do have a problem with arteries because of the car accident. I lost quite a few in the leg.
I remember you mentioning that last night, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what we're going to do, Richard, I need you to breathe down into your left leg. And what you need to do is say, I breathe in the breath of God and allow that energy to open up your leg, please. You should be able to feel a lot of energy as you're breathing that in. Can you feel your heart opening?
Yeah, I can.
Good. Breathe that energy into your leg, Richard. Take a moment and just breathe. I'm just going to hold on to give yourself a moment. Breathe in. I breathe in the breath of God. Just breathe that energy through your body. I'm right here. Just breathe through. How does it feel?
Feels much better now.
Yeah. You're asking the Holy One.
I'm sorry?
You're asking the Holy One to heal you. How does that energy feel going through your leg?
A lot better.
Good.
A lot better.
Good.
I do have a problem with that a lot. Like, since the injury,
what you have to do, try to use that. Try to use that energy to create a lot of healing.
Okay.
Breathe into your blood. I breathe in the breath of God and breathe it into your blood. Your blood thinks. Your arteries think. Everything in your body thinks. And the reason it does that is that the spine creates a lot of healing every day. And what happens is that there's energy that's created in the spine that allows us to take that liquid form that's in the spine, and it goes through every muscle of our body. It even goes into the blood. And that's why when people get massages, they can actually feel something happening, either something in the childhood, something that might have happened 4 years ago, or something that might have happened when you're 6 years old with a wheelbarrow, you know, you're wheeling it down the street and you remember all those beautiful things. What happens is that's releasing. So if something negative comes up through there, like the car accident, just breathe it right out.
Okay.
Now, I'm in touch with the accident right now. So what we need to do, can you feel the pillar of light in front of you? It should be about 2 feet away from you. Can you feel that energy? It should be a lot of energy in front of you.
Okay.
Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Okay. What I want you to do is take your other hand that you're using and put it in that pillar of light and feel the energy that's going through your knee and going through your body. There you go. Can you feel your face getting hot?
Yeah, I can.
Yes. Take that energy, put it into your knee, please. Good. Bend your knee and see how that feels now, please. How does that feel to you, Richard?
Feels much better.
Yes. That pillar of light will stay with you as long as you want. I had a gentleman call me from England about 15 or 20 minutes ago, and he was standing about 2 feet away from the pillar of light. He's been feeling it, and it changed many colors as he was standing there. Even though the light of the pillar of light is pure white light, whatever color it needs, that's what will change for you. So that pillar will stay with you for quite some time. Use it to your highest and best good.
Well, thank you.
What you need to do, can I show you something? I think
sure.
You'll find it quite interesting. I need you to walk right into the pillar of light. Just walk right into it. That's it. You're right in the center of it now. Can you feel that energy flowing through you?
Yes, I can.
Your face is starting to get really hot.
Yeah, it's getting warm.
Yep. Yeah. You're standing right in the pillar. I was doing that with Dr. Fred at the last seminar we had, and people's faces were getting a little burnt. So, but what we're doing is showing you that thank you, Richard, for calling.
Thank you.
I've got to go in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Take care
thank
of yourself.
You very much.
Use that light and give me a call sometime.
I sure will. Thank
Be
you.
Be well. Thank you, everybody. This has been the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I want to thank Dr. Fred Bell and Valerie and everybody that has been listening to my show. God bless you, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.